Good afternoon. Lieutenant Governor Rutherford, Treasurer Kopp, and Comptroller Franco. I'm George Arlotto, a very proud superintendent of Anne Arundel County Public Schools, and I'm glad I was here for you to learn that I'm not the best superintendent in the state. I certainly represent the school system in the state. I'm pleased to be joined here today with our Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Alex Shaknovich, members of our Board of Education, including our President, Mrs. Stacy Korblak, our County Executive, Steve Hsu, and other supporters from Anne Arundel County. I'd like to thank this board, the IEC, Dr. Lieber, and the staff of the Public School Construction Program for your ongoing support of Anne Arundel County and our fiscal year 2017 request. Our district's commitment to providing a balanced capital improvement program and spending the public's funds prudently continues to be in the forefront of our plan. Over the past year, with the support of Anne Arundel County government, we have fine-tuned our Strategic Facilities Utilization Master Plan, which has been our roadmap for the last decade. In September, we presented our board and the county with an updated 10-year plan for capital improvements and building utilizations that reflects our educational mission, goals, and programs. This plan provides an inclusive and transparent process for planning through structured, data-driven recommendations based on building condition, site condition, educational suitability, demography, and technology readiness. Our FY 2017 Capital Improvement Program is the beginning of a new but similar and exciting journey for renovation and construction projects over the coming decade. We have a well-thought-out and balanced plan. We know what the next steps are. We have our local government support. We are clearly moving in the right direction, but we're not there yet. We intend to continue to grow our valuable partnerships with government, businesses, and community organizations in order to develop great future leaders. By prioritizing resources to enhance our educational programs, we can also better support the needs of our students and staff by providing safe, healthy, flexible, and sustainable facilities. As I told my board in my December budget address, funding to support our people and enhance our programs is but one part of a successful school system. Our facilities must be able to not just adequately serve today's generation of learners, but allow them to thrive. Anne Arundel County has a well-organized plan for now and into the future. Therefore, we ask for your support and funding approval for the following projects. Our first request is for the balance of construction funding for the open space conversion project at Chesapeake High School. Our list of remaining open space schools is diminishing, and enclosing classrooms is a high priority when it comes to correcting the educational suitability for our schools with open spaces. This project will decrease the number of disruptions that students and staff must endure in their current classrooms and enhance both safety and security levels. Next, we're asking for the remainder of the construction funding for Severna Park High School. The current schedule is to have the students and staff move into the new building in January 2017, with demolition of the existing school and site work to follow. When completed, this project will provide a high-performance facility that will be the focal point of Severna Park community for many years to come. Our third request is construction funding for the gymnasium addition at Millersville Elementary School. We received local planning approval in FY 2016. The design is complete, and we have approval to bid. The existing multi-purpose room at this school is currently tasked with serving as a collective gymnasium, cafeteria, auditorium, music room, and community gathering space. This addition will alleviate complex scheduling demands, support our physical fitness initiatives, and provide much-needed support for collaborative programs with the Anne Arundel County Department of Recreation and Parks. We are also asking for first-year construction funding at Manor View and High Point Elementary Schools. We received local planning approval for both projects last year. Designs are moving forward with local funds, and we will be preparing bid packages in the near future. The next priority in our request is funding for two electrical systemic projects at Crofton Woods and Brooklyn Park Elementary Schools. We continue to reduce the backlog of our technology-related projects while balancing the resources that we have available. Additionally, we are requesting first-year construction funding for Jessup Elementary School and local planning approval and first-year construction funding for Arnold Elementary School. Finally, we're asking for local planning authority for George Cromwell Elementary School. The feasibility study demonstrating the need, rationale, methodology, and purpose for each project has been completed and previously approved by the IAC. On behalf of the more than 80,000 students, their parents, our employees, the Board of Education, our county government, and the community that we serve, I thank you for the opportunity today to discuss our FY 2017 Capital Improvement Program and how it supports Anne Arundel County and the state of Maryland. We certainly would be glad to answer your questions, and I invite Mr. Hsu to the podium.
Thank you, Mr. Superintendent, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
To you, Lieutenant Governor, Madam Treasurer, Mr. Controller, always a pleasure to see you guys, and thank you for the opportunity to share remarks in support of our wonderful school system. First, however, I wanted to express thanks to the state on behalf of the citizens of our county on the great job you did through this storm event. The state roads that come through Anne Arundel County were cleared incredibly quickly, provided much-needed material, support, a lot of advice, and I very much appreciate your call, Lieutenant Governor, at a very important moment in all of that. The Strategic Facilities Utilization Master Plan that Superintendent Arlotto mentioned a moment ago was performed by MGT of America. It was a collaborative effort among the County Council, Dr. Arlotto and his staff, the Board of Education, and my office. The effort involved a data-driven, prescriptive analysis of all the schools, all the school system facilities, and our analysis of that data determined that the school priority list and the subsequent proposed school construction capital budget would be as Dr. Arlotto has laid out for you. The master plan is a critical roadmap that supports the school systems and the county's missions, goals, and programs. And what I am most excited about is the recommendation that came out of that master plan to construct three new high schools over the next 10 years. As you probably know, up until now, Anne Arundel County has not built an incrementally new high school since 1982. It's quite incredible, and that's why our high schools have spiraled ever upward in terms of overall average enrollment. Anne Arundel County government is committed to supporting the results of the master plan and the priorities set forth by Dr. Arlotto to the best of our abilities. I'm continually impressed by the leadership of Dr. Arlotto and his staff. We have an outstanding superintendent, too. And we're fortunate to have a great partnership and working relationship with the superintendent, his staff, and the Board of Ed. The county administration recognizes the need to support the school board's goals and educational programs through continued and increased investment in their facilities, and we believe their plan to be well thought out and balanced. I'm very excited about it. And again, wanted to thank you for the opportunity to lend my support to the 2017 Capital Improvement Program for Anne Arundel County Public Schools. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, Madam Treasurer? Madam Treasurer?
Yes, and that was the best presentation I've heard right there.
Your day's getting better.
My apologies. But I also want to just give another shout out to Alex Shafnovich, who has been, frankly, pushed by this board around the state to sit and meet with.
Sorry about that.
Very good time.
It's all about Alex.
Yeah.
We got that.
Out comes the wizard.
Or the gong, sure.
But we have expressed this strong appreciation, Alex, to you before, but the treasurer brought you up again today for your presentation last meeting or the meeting before, and I just want to salute you for improving the health and conditions for tens of thousands of Maryland students outside of Anne Arundel. Looks like the governor got hold of it.
Yeah, I think so.
But I do have a question about Severna Park High School, because I know the county executive was very supportive of that, and when it was up in the air a little bit, and I just want to make sure that the fact that it's number 19 on the priority list doesn't mean it's slipped down as far as importance.
It's not at all. No. It's, the project is, I don't know if you've driven by the school, it's about the size of a shopping mall. It's a big facility. It's ahead of schedule and under budget at this time. Things are moving along beautifully.
Well, Mr. Hsu, thank you for moving that along and for your general positive, great, moderate leadership over in Anne Arundel.
Well, and thank you for your personal attention on the Suburban Park High School project. I very much appreciated your touring the facility with me, and you instantly recognized the need for that new school, and it's coming to fruition. It's almost done.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Could I ask?
Dr.
Lieber, just to tell us, thank you. It's a pleasure to live in, or to work in your county, knowing you're the county executive.
Thank you.
Why Jessup Elementary is a C?
I think the feasibility study is under review. One second, I can ask my colleague about this.
Okay.
They have not yet submitted the design development documents, so it's a question of design progress.
Well, maybe you'll get together with them because it is. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Lieutenant Governor Rutherford, Comptroller Franchot, and Treasurer Kopp. My name is Mike Vina, President of Maryland's School for Blind Children. We are most grateful for the Autism Blind Project funding and are very excited our students will begin the new school year in very suitable facilities. And I can tell you, parents across the state are extremely grateful for these new facilities that we're getting. We appreciate this opportunity to appeal for additional funding for our preschool facility. If additional funding is not provided, the project would be delayed, resulting in increased construction costs over time, and the preschool students would continue to be educated in unsuitable and substandard facilities. The IC has established a preschool as a high priority, and this is especially critical, I might point out, for students with multiple disabilities. Since MSB serves students from all 24 local school systems, this project would expand Maryland's statewide capacity to serve those whose needs cannot be met in our local school systems. The current preschool space is insufficient. MSB's preschool enrollment has increased by 78% in the past 5 years, and we anticipate growth of another 25 students in the next few years. Unless the program can be allotted more square footage, referrals would need to be capped. The current facility was constructed in 1907. It has uncorrectable structural limitations and is currently located below ground level where the preschool program is. COMAR requires preschool programs to have multiple on-grade exits. Newcomer affords two such exits, but they are not closely adjacent and require a long walk through connecting hallways to other buildings to exit. And for preschool program or students in wheelchairs and walkers, this can be very difficult. The current undergrade facility has serious water infiltration issues and requires our ongoing attention to that. This renovation project, by combining the preschool and the outreach program, saves over $1 million by eliminating the need for two new facilities. We are hopeful that we can be granted additional funding to keep this project on the established timeline, resulting in significant cost savings and not delaying Maryland students obtaining suitable facilities that they are entitled to. We also appeal and urge reconsideration to include 2,700 square feet that were considered non-student space. The preschool library houses Braille books, an essential for blind students, and the instructional resource center areas, which provide space for staff that produce Braille and other critical learning materials for blind students statewide. In conclusion, I too would like to appreciate our express appreciation of Dr. Lieber and his staff for their assistance as we negotiate this process to obtain suitable facilities for Maryland students. I would thank the Board of Public Works for your consideration and this opportunity to appeal the current recommendation. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor.
Thank you.
A statement that I just wonder if the Maryland School for the Maryland School for the Blind is not a typical LEA school. If there doesn't have to be some special consideration or non-school construction funding for these projects. I mean, these are statewide projects for all of our children, and I understand why it has to meet some of the criteria in terms of education.
And, yes.
But, I mean, I would urge you or folks to look at potential other sources in capital funding as well as pursuing the school construction.
Yes, we are authorized to have the ability to also access the governor's capital funding in addition to the public school construction fund. We were granted access 3 years ago for a short window to be able to accelerate the improvements of our facilities. So we do look for additional funding, including private dollars, to make our match, and also private donors, public-private partnerships, whatever we can. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
We have an entourage for this afternoon. Good afternoon, Lieutenant Governor Rutherford, Comptroller Francho, Treasurer Kopp, Dr. Smith, Dr. Lieber. I am Henry Wagner, Superintendent of Dorchester County Public Schools, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak on behalf of the Board of Education, the County Council, and most especially the students of Dorchester County. Today, we are seeking your support for the balance of first-year construction funding in fiscal year 2017. For a critically important project, the replacement of the 62-year-old North Dorchester High School. In attendance with me today are Mr. Glenn Bramble, Vice President of our Board of Education, Mr. Glenn Payne, Board of Education member, Dorchester County Council President Ricky Travers, County Councilman Rick Price, Dr. Lorenzo Hughes, Assistant Superintendent for Instruction, Mr. Dwayne Apt, Assistant Superintendent for Administration, North Dorchester High School Principal, Ms. Lynn Sarles, Mr. Chris Haig, School Facilities Engineer, Mr. Tim Brook, Comptroller, and I think I spotted Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes in the audience also to lend her support today. Dorchester County is a relatively small school system, as you know. But we've been fortunate to have been able to replace or renovate several facilities in recent years, thanks to the funding partnership between the State of Maryland and Dorchester County Council. And we continue to be grateful for this partnership. Specifically, in the last 14 years, we have replaced our two comprehensive middle schools, constructed an expanded Dorchester Career and Technology Center, and completely renovated our 57-year-old Judy Foyer Center facility. I might add that these schools are Buicks and Camrys, not Escalades. The new Career and Technology Center has afforded our students 9 new high-tech career and technology completer opportunities to go along with the 11 that had existed previously. We appreciate the combined efforts made by the state and our local county council to provide these state-of-the-art facilities for our students. However, we continue to have a great many needs at other schools in our county, which require that we advance our long-range capital improvement plan. Furthermore, as you are aware, Dorchester County faces a variety of economic challenges that rival those of more prominent school districts in Maryland. We continue to experience both a decline in our local tax base and a high unemployment rate. Indeed, two of every three of our students are eligible for free or reduced meals. Nevertheless, we are poised to move forward on this exciting new project to replace North Dorchester High School. We have been struggling to maintain this 62-year-old five-building campus complex that has long ceased to be an efficient school from an educational adequacy, deferred maintenance, energy efficiency, and safety and security perspective. This facility is no longer meeting the multifaceted needs of our school community in that region of our county. The feasibility study determined that replacement was the only responsible option, and with the planning approval you granted us 2 years ago and the design funding we have received from Dorchester County, we are now moving forward through the pre-bid process that will lead to the start of construction in just 5 months. Also, there is a strong likelihood that our county council will forward fund initial construction costs in fiscal year 2017 in the event that our request to you is granted. In conclusion, what we are seeking from the Board of Public Works is the final $1,071,000 of the total Dorchester request of $5,010,000, of which $3,939,000 has already been recommended. It is our sincere belief that Dorchester County is most deserving of this funding due to our highly effective stewardship of both state and local resources with respect to this and past projects. Moreover, the students of North Dorchester High School, already performing at a high level, for example, a 92.6 graduation rate, will reach their full potential with this exciting new facility. Let me close with a note of appreciation to Comptroller Franchot for your visit to the school this past June 12th, and to the Planning Secretary, David Craig, for his visit and handwritten letter of support in September. These gestures of support were exceptional and most encouraging to our community. Thank you again for this opportunity and for your support on behalf of our children. Should you have any questions for me or any of my staff that are here, please advise. At this time, President Travers would like to offer a few comments.
Good afternoon, County Governor, Controller, Dr. Cobb. We thank you very much for this opportunity to be before you today. We really do, and it's nasty weather, and we thank you for all that you've done for us over on the shore to get us through this winter issues and hope things we don't have to deal with again. But we certainly want to also thank you for the visits that the Cabinet and the Governor and Lieutenant Governor has sent over. We've seen more Cabinet secretaries this year since Governor Hogan's taken over than I've seen since I've been in the office the entire time. And I really appreciate that. That shows the commitment to the rest of Maryland and not just the big three or whatever you want to call them. But we really appreciate that because that puts those people out there who can get out in the field, as Controller Franchot does sometimes, get out in the field and see the basics. And Lieutenant Governor, you've been there a number of times to see the problems that are out there. So we really appreciate that. We are, as I'm here representing the Dorchester County Council, we are committed to moving forward with this project, this new school. 65 years, it needs to happen. We need to move forward and put these kids in a facility that needs to be there. And I would ask you today to fully fund that request. We are not we don't have a lot of financial resources at our hands, and this is a key. We have stepped up to bat. We did say we put the money in there, the planning money. We are moving forward. We want to go. We're just waiting on
some help from your side of the bridge to help us do that. And we thank you so much for the relationship that we have between the county and the state, and we look forward to it. Thank you very much.
I congratulate you on the accomplishments of the school district. That's really quite outstanding.
Thank you.
I have one question. Mesa's Landing. What's the story now with the geothermal?
Mesa's Landing?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we were not able to recoup any of that funding for the design flaws.
Well, thank you for trying.
We tried mightily.
I know you did.
And expensively.
I want to thank Ricky Travers. Stopped by the Center Market months ago and bought some poinsettias. They're still alive. Look beautiful. But seriously, Ricky, your family and your contribution to Cambridge is just fabulous. Thank you for the county council. And Rick, Price, thank you for showing up when I come down and helping out. I really appreciate it. Brambles, thank you for your Board of Education membership. It's not easy to be in a county that has, you know, indicated not as much resources as the other counties, but you're doing a great job. Everybody. Dr. Wagner, kudos.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you again.
Thanks a
lot. Somerset.
They're coming up.
There you go. How are you?
Good afternoon, Lieutenant Governor Rutherford, Treasurer Kopp, and Comptroller Franchot. My name is John Gaddis. I'm Superintendent of Schools, and I am proud to bring you greetings from the small but mighty Somerset County Public School System. Several people I would like to introduce you this afternoon. First, we have our Chairman of the Board and current President of MABE, Warner Suppner.
General, good to see you.
Our Director of Schools, Mrs. Tracy Bartomy, our Deputy Superintendent of Schools, Mr. Tom Davis, and last but not least, our entire Facilities and Capital Planning Department, Mrs. Danielle Hale. Before we begin, I want to thank Dr. David Lever. Dr. Lever and his department have been a tremendous asset to Somerset County. As we move from being reactive to proactive in helping our county and helping our students, Dr. Lever's department has been tremendous in being there for us and helping us. So thank you, Dr. Lever. We deeply appreciate your continued assistance and support. Due to the ongoing support of the Board of Public Works, Greenwood Elementary School recently finished a highly effective HVA system install, as well as a new roof. Princess Anne Elementary School is currently in the final phases of receiving their new roof. And in 2011, our students at Washington High School received a renovated building. Today, we are in front of you asking for $341,000. And if it's okay with me, if it's okay with you, we can take a check home with us. I'd be glad to get this out of the way for you. This is a unique project. As you are aware, in 2014, the DHCD awarded a grant to the county of $3 million. This is because of Hurricane Sandy, Superstorm Sandy, took the H.D. Wayne Whittington Primary Building, which was an elementary school, and it damaged it so bad that the building has to be torn down. The Head Start building that is run by Shoreup was housed in that building. The county commissioners came to us as a partner and asked us if we could go forward in a cooperative use agreement, much like what was done in Talbot County. So we have moved forward, and the county has given us that grant money. It has been approved, and it must be spent by December of 2017. So we are here asking for the additional $341,000 to complete this project to have the Head Start building put on the backside of Crisfield High School. Again, I'm not going to belabor the point. We appreciate everything you've done for us. We're an extremely proud system. We are moving forward. This is a key project, not only that will help the school system, but it will help the community of Crisfield as well. So at this point, if anybody has any questions.
A question of Dr. Weaver. Can we assume we're going to see this?
I'm sorry, could you say that?
Can we assume we're going to see this?
We're going to be able to take care of this project.
Thank you.
Yes, very good project.
Thank you.
I just asked a quick question about Princess Anne Elementary. Apparently, damages to the roof, or there was a roof leak in September 2009. Apparently, some staff members reported the next year that it was fixed, but it hadn't been fixed. So it created quite a problem. Does that ring a bell?
To be honest with you, it's there before all of us. But no, we were talking about the latest report. The roofing project that's been done has corrected all of those deficiencies that were there, yes.
And the issue with, I guess, erroneously reporting that it had been fixed in 2010.
I can assure you that has been fixed as well. As far as we can fix from not being there at that time.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Good to see you, John.
All right. That's a certainly not easy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Lieutenant Governor, thank you for the opportunity to address you. Treasurer Koff, good to see you. Comptroller Franchel, we're waiting for our next arts activity with you.
Excellent.
We also want to say thank you to Dr. Lever and Dr. Smith and their teams and their work with the interagency committee to help us fine-tune our proposals and projects and get them ready for you today. We're delighted to be with you. With me are on to my left, our president of our Board of Education, Don Fitzgerald. On my right, your left, Liesl Ashby, our new director of Facility Construction and Planning. I think I got the title right. Mm-hmm. And behind me are Matt Aki, and he is our facilities planner, as well as Ernie Davis, one of our county council persons, and Dr. Kathy Townsend, our assistant superintendent for administration. Also with us today are delegates Carl Anderton.
I think it's over there. Mm-hmm. Other side.
Oh, there it is. Thank you. And Cherie Sample Hughes, who is over to the side here. As well as County Executive Bob Culver and County Administrator Wayne Strasberg. Thank you for the opportunity to address you. This is a very important three-part project and program for us. Wicomico is before you for capital project requirements for fiscal year 2017. And we're looking at project supporting profiles for your consideration. We're very proud to note that Wicomico is the only jurisdiction in the state to have two facilities with perfect maintenance inspection scores during the 2009-2014 period. That is something we're really, really proud of, and we hope and work to continue. We believe this is a reflection of how seriously our board upholds good stewardship of both state and local dollars to create and maintain successful learning spaces for our students, staff, and community members. To that point, I want to briefly highlight how Wicomico prioritizes our capital needs. We conduct facility condition assessments. We did that between 2008 and 2010, and we created what we call a facility condition index. We then go through and say, what are the programs that are offered in those buildings? And we create a program condition index. We merge those two together, and we create a facility quality index. And facilities are really complex things. There's multiple systems in them, and oftentimes about the only thing people driving by in the community know is whether you trim the bushes and cut the lawn. This gives them a kind of a handy one-page box score for them to know how the buildings are doing, both physically and programmatically. We believe it's a way to help our community join with us in these kinds of efforts. We also used it with a major long-term facilities task force project, and this group was very, very appreciative and complimentary of our system to have it in one notebook, 26 pages, and easily looking at each page and with a green or a red or a gold color to know whether that facility was up to snuff or if that facility really needs to be prioritized. It helps us also in the political arena when folks say they only look at their building and they want this, that, or the other thing. They can see where they kind of fit and how they can help us work together to get everyone taken care of.
So when you meet with the other superintendents, do they all know about this?
I didn't hear your question.
Do the other counties, the other LEAs know about what you're doing with these two?
I can't speak to what happens in the other counties.
Well, you ought to let them know because it sounds like a lot of good common sense.
We'll see what it is.
Yeah.
It's fairly colorful, and I think you see some of the materials that build up to those information pieces. Included, one of the things the parents like is they like to have that page to look at where their kids will attend the next year at the little attendance map. And it's very small, but you can find yourself on it. So, yes, thank you. We'll share that.
Sounds great.
Of greatest importance, our number one issue is our priority two request called construction funding for West Salisbury Elementary School, a school that was built in 1964. We want to start construction in fiscal year 2017. We are right now working hard to address any outstanding IAC and PSCP, public school construction program, items, and are well on our way on the facility design process. We believe that the schematic design that we've submitted to the state and is on schedule to be developed into the design development submission, that will be ready and delivered on or before April 1st, ready for the analysis by state folks who will help us make those decisions. That's Dr. Lever and his team at the IAC. The project has been recommended for planning approval, and we're making sure that our fast-track construction efforts yield the facility on time as the original plan was going forward in 2015. The goal for that facility, by the way, is LEED Silver. And I'm really proud to say that our last project that we said we're going to get LEED Silver, we actually earned LEED Gold, which means maintenance-wise, operationally, and energy-wise, it's going to be a cheaper building to run for the next 50 years. And we're very, very proud of our team that did that. Right now, we're looking at a 2018 construction or facility opening, and we're in the process of seeking a construction manager at risk. That's a technical detail, but it's very, very important to our success in bringing buildings in on time and under budget. Our next item is a 1974 building, and it's priority four, and that's for the above ceiling system requirements at Parkside High School. This is a facility we're doing a replacement of the heating ventilation systems. And that a lot of it goes above the ceilings. So to take down a ceiling that is very inefficient and then put it back up is a really difficult project. And we're looking forward to completion funding for that project. Our final project is a partial roof replacement at Wicomico Middle School. This building dates back to 1931. It's one of those beautiful old Works Progress Administration facilities with the columns in the front across from a city park. It's absolutely lovely. But we have to also have high efficiency equipment in that building so we can continue to operate it, particularly as the school year tends to morph as we try to make sure we get every kid across the stage for commencement. This is part of our overall roof refurbishment plan. We appreciate the continued support of the Board of Public Works as you've helped us out on Bennett High School and James M. Bennett Middle School. We strive to address the current ongoing needs as identified in our capital improvement program and want to say thank you again for your time and consideration for allowing us to appeal these critical funding requests today. And we stand for any questions you might have.
I was just interested in what you said about the savings based on energy efficiency, and if you could give us any further information in writing about that, it would be very helpful.
I'm going to hand the ball off to my expert on that sort of thing.
Are you looking specifically for cost savings? Most recently with Bennett Middle School, we did a combined geothermal with VRF technology. And right now, it's coming in at a cost savings even more than James M. Bennett High School, which was open strictly with geothermal technology. So we need to track the data a little bit longer on Bennett Middle School, but we'd be happy to share that information.
That'd be great.
VRF is variable refrigerant flow.
Wow.
So your geothermal is turning out better, apparently, than Mesa's Land?
I don't know what the Mesa's Landing particular or Mesa's Lane issue was, but geothermal has been working very successfully for us.
Good to hear. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just want to say next year we're starting with the W's.
Yeah. I might even come back for it.
Yeah. But I wanted to thank Delegate Anderton for being here, and Delegate Sample Hughes. They're terrific legislators for the Lower Shore. And is it Councilmember Davis?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Thank you for being here. And obviously the county executive is hugely important to the success of the county. And I guess my only question is for West Salisbury Elementary. With the moving forward of the project, are you going to have the kids in swing space where there's actual air conditioning?
Yes. There's actually an adjacent, we used to call it Porta Villa. We had used it previously to facilitate renovations to North Salisbury as well as Prince Street Elementary School, and it's right behind the current West Salisbury Elementary School. So they would move in there as quickly as we can get them.
Good. Thank you.
And the county funding is built into the county executive's 2016-17 budget for the county side of the funding.
Thank you, Mr. Superintendent.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work.
Quick question for Dr. Lever. So the planning has gone through process, and so the construction is rated as a C right now. Is that dependent on certain documents coming to you?
The submission of the design development documents.
Which are April 1, I think you said?
April 1.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 10. Do we have a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
3-0. We're done. Thank you very much, David.
Can we get some food? I didn't see it.